Hello and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, I Sleep Diary. Hi everyone and welcome to today's tip. I'm going to talk a little bit about a site that helps you track your sleep patterns. Many totally blind people have trouble sleeping. Scientists aren't sure why, and more studies need to be done on the subject. But if you use isleepdiary.com, it will help you track your sleep patterns. If you answer questions every day, and there is a series of questions which you can modify, it will fill in some charts, and you will be able to track your patterns of sleep to determine if you're sleeping well or not. They ask you questions like, did you sleep well last night? And did you dream? How well did you dream? Were you well rested when you woke up? Did you have any sleep disruptions? And the list goes on. So you answer those questions in theory every day. And each day, each question is put onto a chart, a numbered chart, and you can track your entries in progress. There are some cons to the site. If that's all you want to do, that's sort of fine. You can do that. It does not provide really any information on sleep itself, sleep disorders. If you're interested in those kinds of things and learning about it, this is not the site for that. It's just basically a charting tool. And number two, there's a lot of flash content, and I don't find the charts really accessible or readable. You can look at them. I guess I'll rephrase it. They are sort of accessible. But the problem with the site is that the charts display things in numbers. Each question, for instance, has an answer of 1 to 10. And it's kind of unclear, especially with yes or no questions. Is it supposed to be a 10 for yes or a 1 for no or what? So, for instance, the question, do you have any nicotine or alcohol in your system when you fall asleep? Does 10 mean yes, you do, or no, you don't? Or does 1 mean no? And, you know, so it's a 1 to 10 ranking for each question. And when it displays in the chart, it's just sort of by numbers. And it's kind of confusing to track. They don't actually put it out in words for you. I am not a chart person, so this is sort of pointless to me. But it will save your things in the cloud. You can track it using the chart wizard, which sort of combines your entries for the month. And I guess it could be useful for some people. I much rather would prefer to sort of take some questions and answer them in words every day. But that's just me. So the charts are sort of semi-accessible. You can go by day and read them. If you go into a link called print version, you can actually read it a little better than with the regular flash version on the site. But, you know, if you want to track your sleep, you want to boil it down to numbers and a series of questions, which you can modify. They give you models of questions, but you can modify them. You will still have that 1 to 10 structure for each answer, however. And if you're into tracking this sort of thing by numbers, then, you know, maybe it's something that you can use on a regular basis to track your sleep patterns. And it may be useful for especially a doctor's visit when you are having sleep difficulties and your doctor recommends to track it. This could be a useful tool for you to do that. So maybe some of you might find it useful. I'm not going to demonstrate it because it would take kind of a long time to go through each question and answer it and then look at a chart. But you get the idea. It's actually not that hard to use. There are a few graphics, but you can get around them. The questions and combo boxes and things are clearly labeled. The only trouble you run into is sometimes the charts are a little difficult to read and understand. I'm not sure if this is because they're not very accessible or because I'm not really a numbers person, so it's hard for me to kind of get an overall picture of what's going on. I think it's kind of a combination of both. But try it out for yourself. See what you think. See if it's simple to do that or not. And I won't say simple as that, since for me it's a little complicated, but it varies probably according to screen reader and individual and whether a person is at heart a numbers interpreter or not. So anyway, hope that was useful. Again, the site is isleepdiary.com. It's all one word. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.